The world of rocket science is generating renewed interest lately. Only yesterday, India launched its largest ever rocket into space. Private enterprise is getting into the act. And there's an increasing possibility that some of us, at least, will see a Mars mission in our lifetime. It's an exciting time to learn about rocketry, and instructor Cole Santos is offering a workshop next weekend that will take novice rocketeers from build to launch. He joins us by phone. Good morning, Cole.
Morning. How's it going?
All right. Do you get a feeling that we're in a kind of a resurgence of that Kennedy-era enthusiasm for rocketry that the country used to have?
We're definitely having another space race. You know, you got Elon Musk shooting rockets that are going to return to launch pads in the ocean. You know, the Chinese are finally getting along and really starting to do some advanced work in space. You've got lots of small workspaces that are creating and launching rockets and various, you know, stuff going into orbit. Even here at UH, there's a group that's building little CubeSats that they're going to launch on ballistic missiles out of Barking Sands in Kauai.
So it's a good time to learn some of the basics, yeah?
Absolutely. That's what we strive for, and, you know, we're going to do a launch and do some basic rocketry, but our goal in the long run is to create a, you know, a real community of people who are interested in science, technology, engineering, arts, and math.
And kind of kind of how science works as well, yeah?
Right. There's, you know, that kind of, we try not to focus on that part. We try and focus on the fun. I think the rest of it just comes naturally.
But you do have to sort of, I mean, things get incredibly intricate before too long in rocketry, and you have to really have a grounding in fundamentals, don't you?
Right. Well, I think what actually happens is that as you build a project, you have to go out and find the knowledge that allows you to continue to build your project.
Yeah.
And so, like I said, that knowledge usually comes naturally with the project. And so what we're focusing on is more project-based education rather than you go out and learn all this stuff in books.
Yeah.
And you never get to launch a rocket.
That makes sense, because
then you launch the rocket first.
Yeah, yeah.
Then, with that interest, you go out and you go learn the science because you were interested in that rocket.
Well, what are the first things, given that, Cole? What are the first things that you need to learn, need to do?
Well, the first thing we do is we start everyone off with straw rockets. They're pretty fun.
Uh-huh.
You take a straw, put a little piece of clay on the end, and you shove it on our little machine that launches it. And our machine, you can calculate exactly how much air is coming out to launch the rocket. You can calculate the angle that it's at. And then we take kids, adults, and really everybody, and they have kind of a competition. And they say who can get their fins, the best kind of fins and the best, you know, amount of tape and amount of weight, and you really watch these kids do the science on their own. You know, they start with these giant elaborate fins, but they want to win. So by the end of the contest, they're chopping their fins down to the most aerodynamic possible shapes naturally without any instruction on what is aerodynamic.
Because they figure it out because the rocket doesn't go very far, or it crashes on launch or whatever. If the balance is wrong, or the fins, as you say, are too large, it's going to get too much wind resistance. It's not going to fly very well.
Exactly.
So that's you just kind of figure that out. You kind of figure that out intuitively. It's like, well, that thing just crashed into the ground, so it's probably too heavy, that kind of thing, right?
Exactly. And that's, you know, exactly goes with kind of our mission, is that science should be intuitive, not, you know, some abstract thing off in the distance that's this castle that you can never get to.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense, and especially when you look at the people who came upon the very first scientific principles, going back to, you know, Aristotle or Isaac Newton, they weren't really calculating. They were kind of dreaming and thinking in very broad terms, yeah?
Right. They were all philosophers. You know, they were men who did everything. You know, they were math, they were science, they were cooks, they were tinkerers. They just did cool stuff. They spent their days searching their curiosity, their desires. They were living their life to the fullest. And because of that, they created amazing, you know, technology that builds everything we have today.
Very, very free minds in the case of just about any innovator you can think of, yeah?
Right, and that's what we want to do at Maui Makers, is we want to create free minds.
Well, it makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. But and then acquiring that understanding of the scientific method through trial and error, lots of trial and error, right?
Right, exactly. And, you know, you can get the book Science at School, but we're hoping to get you interested in that book Science at School, you know, to get kids interested in going in the engineering fields. You know, we have a problem where people aren't as interested in the engineering fields as they used to be. And so we're trying to change that because, you know, a lot of us are interested, and we need to share that passion with younger people, or we're not going to have any engineers.
Well, finding a way to make it enjoyable seems like a pretty good pathway, Cole. And I thank you for taking the time this morning.
Yep, thank you.
Good luck with your workshop.
All right, you too. Have a good one.
Cole Santos will offer an introduction to rocketry Saturday, December 27th, 2014, at the Kihei Elementary School across the street from Kihei Community Center, starting at 10 a.m. Details are on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.